Number 85. A Morning in the Wilderness. The man sat, guttling some gruel. It was bland and did little for gustation. If he had sugar, it might be gustatory. When he worked on gushers, breakfast was much better. His tent was in a gulch in the forest. It was a nice habitat, far from the outside world. The man gulped down his breakfast, tightening a guy rope, which had come loose during the night, then toyed with his gyroscope for a few minutes, watching it gyrate. He then hacked some firewood with gusto. Afterwards, he felt thirsty. He had guzzled all the water, so he put on his jacket and jeans, and in this guise, walked to a gully where there was a waterfall. The water gushed, just like in street gutters in towns and cities. The waterfall guaranteed that he had fresh water every day. He heard a grunt from nearby and turned to see two foxes playing. He guffawed, and they glanced at him before running away. Many people associate foxes with guile, but the man knew them to be honest, guileless creatures. The man decided to climb the rocks beside the waterfall. It wasn't a grueling climb, and when he reached the top, there was a nice view. Several gulls had come inland from the coast, which lay a few miles away. They caught gusts of wind to raise them higher. From up here, the whole area looked habitable, if you liked living in a wilderness and not an urban area. The wind was gusty and seemed to be trying to blow him off the rocks. He heard a gruesome growl and turned to see a grumpy bear nearby. The man wasn't gutless, but engaging a bear in hand-to-hand combat was generally not a good idea. Perhaps the gruff bear viewed this as his territory and was grudged that the man was there. The man felt a little guilty and climbed back down the rocks. His stomach grumbled. So soon after breakfast? He chewed some gum as he walked to his tent. He thought about his old life in the gynecocracy. He had accepted it in a grudging way at first, and then had the gumption to leave when he couldn't habituate himself to it. He didn't feel any guilt about leaving. He thought everyone else was gullible. The new female gurus probably wouldn't do any better than the men, but to say that publicly would lead to the guillotine.